Hey, welcome back to another episode of This Expat Life. And now officially the last episode from my living room in The Hague, at least for this year, but who knows, it might be longer. Because I'm about to go on my big workation trip through the Americas. And I forgot actually what I had shared about it already, so just a little recap. This Saturday, I am flying to Arizona, where I have a business event for my business mentor, an event I always go to. This time it's the bigger one for 1,000 entrepreneurs, and I usually have two smaller ones in the year as well. And I'm incredibly looking forward to it, because the first time I went there, it completely changed my life, and the second time was really amazing as well, and now I'm going for a third time, and I have so many friends there, so I'm really looking forward to seeing them again. And after that, I'm going with two of my business friends to Sedona, where we'll have, I think, 2 days together. Also something I really look forward to. These girls have become really good friends of mine. They both live in the Netherlands as well. We often see each other. And yeah, I feel I can be completely myself with them as a friend, but also as a business owner. And we have this wonderful combination of talking about personal things, but also about business strategies and things that come up in our work. And yeah, I can't wait. We booked a really nice Airbnb with a hot tub. So we'll be drinking champagne from there. And then I have a couple of days by myself, which most likely I will also spend. Oh, I'm sure already. I will spend those days in Sedona as well. Originally, I was thinking, do I want to go elsewhere in Arizona, discover a little bit more? But my last trips, or maybe almost all my trips to the US in the last 2 years, six in total, have been very busy and full. And so I travel every 2 days to some place new. Last time in California, I drove almost 3,000 kilometers in 2 weeks, and it was quite a lot. And so this time I was like, yeah, I would love to discover more of Arizona because it's my favorite state so far. But maybe I will just stay in Sedona and really enjoy the peace and quiet there. And it's going to be winter there. It's going to be a bit cold as well. I'll be by myself, but I'm actually really, really looking forward to it. Also because I'm planning my annual solo retreat there. So you may have heard me talk about this before, but every December I take 2 to 3 days by myself. I try to do it in a cabin away from home. And I really spend time reflecting on the last year, releasing, dreaming about the next year, seeing who I want to become, and identifying habits and action steps that can get me to my dreams and goals. And so I will be doing that in Sedona. I still have to book everything, but I'm like 99% sure I will. And I honestly can't wait. And then I'm flying to El Salvador, where I have a wedding from a really good friend. And several friends of ours, who we all met in Brazil when we were diplomats, are traveling to El Salvador to be at the wedding. And it's something also I so look forward to, because I can't wait to be with my friends again all together. First time in 5 years, more than 5 years. I'll also celebrate Christmas there with my friends and their families. And then I'm flying on the 26th to Mexico City, where I'm now planning to stay there for 2 months, just, you know, living life there. And I do have a flight back to the Netherlands early March. But as I always say with all my bigger plans, you know, if I feel I want to come home earlier, or if I feel I want to stay longer, I'll just do that. So, but that is the plan for now. Three different countries, three different climates, which makes packing a bit difficult for me because I'm not a light packer. Three different kinds of activities and 3 months altogether that I'll be away. And I'm honestly so excited. I'm in the final prep. You know, my house is a bit of a chaos because I'm packing and I am a chaotic packer. And there's also someone coming to stay in my house and take care of the cat. So I want to, you know, create some space for her. And I'm finishing all my last to-dos before I leave, because I'm also taking a few days off. So I can't wait. And that was my little update about my trip. This episode, I want to talk about something else. It's about why we often wait for January to have that fresh energy, but what you can actually do already in December to really make sure you have that fresh energy. And as I was preparing for this episode, I was thinking about something I had been thinking about for 2 to 3 weeks already, or maybe a bit longer even. And usually by this time, December is my favorite month. Yeah, as I'm recording it, it's the 1st of December and I'm super excited. My favorite month, final month of the year. Let's make it count. It's my favorite month because it's a month of celebration, holidays, coziness, at least in the Netherlands, but also ending something and starting something new with a fresh new start. And I'm incredibly intentional about the new year and where I want to go. You probably know this about me. Hence my solo retreat that I organize for myself every year. It has become this anchor I rely on. So I get really intentional about what it is that I want to call in for the new year and, you know, what do I have to do to make that happen? And also really intentional about what I want to let go and not bring with me to the next year. And usually I have an idea of what the next year will be about. So 2 years ago at this point, I was being cracked open in the US because I loved it there and I had this business event that was just like, wow. I also knew I was going to spend 6 months in Rio, so that would be a big change for me already. I was letting go of quite a lot, actually. So I knew what my year would look like, more or less. And last year, I also had a sense of like where I wanted to go personally, in my business, in my love life, in my personal goals, in my health. And there were quite a few surprises this year. Every year, of course, we can't plan everything ahead. But I had a good sense of like, this is the direction I want to go to, or this is what the new year is going to bring me. This time, however, I'm like clueless. Whenever I think of 2026, I just see fog. Like, it's not coming clear to me what next year will be about. As I said, usually I have a bigger theme that pops up, or a bigger desire, or just a bigger goal, or something is coming up. And it may not necessarily be something big, but it might just be coming up for me and it's calling my attention. And this year I'm like, I don't know, but I'm open to surprises. Good surprises only, because I had my fair share of difficult surprises in the last couple of years. So it's kind of interesting to see that like I am looking forward to the next year and I'm going to be intentional about it, but it still needs to shape itself. And this is also why my annual retreat, I think, will be so important this year, because then I'll actually have the space to let that come up. One thing has already come up for me. I'm pretty sure I've made a decision about something big that I will put into practice next year. I still need to see the practical details of it a little bit and maybe do some rational thinking about it. My intuition has already decided. And it came up during some conversations with friends where I heard myself talking and I was like, yeah, I know it already, what I've got to do. So I shared it with a few other friends and everyone unanimously said like, this is a great idea. So, okay. So that's something, that's the first thing that is coming up for 2026. And it's both scares and excites me, if I'm honest. So let's see. But other than that, I don't know. So that is the vibe that I'm in, a bit chaotic, bit, you know, packing and everything. Also really, really excited. You know that feeling just before you go on holiday where you have to do a lot of work or there's just some annoying stuff that maybe stuff that you would procrastinate usually. But since you know you're going on holidays, you're just like, ah, it doesn't matter. Let me fix it. Let me do it. And all the hard work you're putting in, it doesn't matter because you know for sure you're going on a trip. So everything will be worthwhile. That's the kind of energy I'm in. I think that's the kind of energy we should try to have as much as we can in our lives, even without the trips, because that puts us in a great state of being. But anyway, that's where I'm at the moment. And I wonder how it is for you. Obviously, I speak to my clients one-on-one in the co-pilot. For a lot of people, this is a busy season. There's lots going on. And many of you are looking forward to the new year, I've heard. I think we're all a bit cautious about 2026 is going to be my year, because I think since 2020, we've all been surprised with difficult stuff. So we're not quite sure if it can still be our year. But yeah, I'd love to hear from you as well. How are you feeling towards the new year and what's going on for you? And so that is the vibe I'm creating this episode in. And I really want to talk about this month and that fresh energy in the new year and what you can already do now. Because often we think that January is like this magical reset button, and it isn't. And you know, I have thought that myself very often as well. Every January I'd be like, okay, new goals, new resolutions, new habits I want to include. And then by February, they had died a slow death, quiet death. And everything changed when I started using a different approach that I put in my annual retreat, and it makes me, you know, stay close to my dreams and goals. I still believe in this power, the magic of January 1st, because it really does feel like a clean slate to me. And I use it as much as I can. But the date itself isn't the magical reset button, right? We all know that, but secretly quietly, maybe we do actually kind of believe that. And many of you, you know, are maybe now in a bit of a mess where the whole year is weighing on your shoulders, or you're just really busy and you think like, okay, I'll just figure it out next year. You know, a lot of things are now postponed to the next year. We'll deal with that in January. And maybe for you personally as well, where you know you have to make a decision or you have to deal with something personal, you're just like, okay, I will get clear on that on January 1st. But it doesn't work that way, because your nervous system that is so under pressure right now, perhaps, won't magically reset at midnight on December 31st, right? Your overthinking isn't tied to a calendar. It's not like, okay, let me overthink during the entire month, and then by January, I won't do that anymore. And most probably, your circumstances also haven't changed by January. It's just a date that is changing. So yes, you can have that fresh energy from a new year, but that fresh start energy is something that you create, not something that you wait for, at least if you want to use it in a sustainable way, because it might give you a fresh start energy for 1 or 2 weeks, but then it will slowly fade away like I used to have. And I know what is going on for you is something that I can relate to either now or in the past. Maybe you have like a Q4 emotional hangover where there's just so much workload, end of the year deadlines at work that you need to meet, events at work as well. There's probably some travel back home to your friends and family if you're celebrating the Christmas or any holidays with them. And if you aren't traveling, maybe you carry the weight of that, no, I'm not going to go back this year. I spoke about it with a few clients of mine who decided not to travel back, and it was hard for them because it feels like they're letting down their family. Maybe the emotional hangover this quarter is also about some expectations that you had for yourself at the start of this year that you're now realizing I didn't meet them. They didn't turn reality. And so maybe that's something that is on your shoulders as well. Other things that can come up this season are, you know, homesickness, if you can't be with your family, or maybe there's something that you kind of avoid, or maybe you're being triggered by your family or friends back home if you travel. There could also be identity confusion around where home even is this time of year. I remember celebrating a Christmas in Brazil where I was sick. My dad was in the hospital in Indonesia. I was in a tropical country that doesn't, you know, didn't feel like Christmas to me. And it was really, I was really confused. Like, where is home actually for me now? Something else that could be true for you, definitely that I see with my co-pilot students, is like this decision fatigue of, you know, from the entire year of should I stay or should I go, background noise that has been playing on and on and on again. It's a, you know, your subconscious brain is thinking about that, and your conscious brain too. And so it can tire you. And maybe there's a pressure of like to make next year the year that I finally quit my job, the year that I finally make this dream happen, the year that I finally move abroad or back home. I have clients who have been thinking that for a couple of years, obviously before they started working with me, and they postponed their moving back or moving away dreams for a year, year and a half, 2 years, and now they're finally taking action on it. But maybe you still have that pressure as well, like next year needs to be the year that I make this happen. So no wonder that clarity feels far away if that is the case for you, because you have so much going on for you, consciously and unconsciously, as you know, a lot of these things, we're not even aware of those things because our life is pretty full this month, right? So I wanted to give you 5 small things that you can start doing already to really create that fresh start energy and have that clarity by January 1st in a sustainable way. And so not that you just postpone it till the 1st of January, but that by January 1st, you are super clear and committed to that fresh start in a way that you'll be able to keep that up. And the first thing of that, I really think that you should do this, is to create micro space, pockets of micro space, hopefully every single day. Because knowing most of you, you are very busy global people, you have all the stuff from work, finishing, wrapping up the deadlines, you have your social life in the country that you live, you have your friends and family back home, there's a lot going on for you this month. And so our calendars are packed. And what I would like you to do is to create those pockets of micro space every day. And it can just be 5 minutes of silence. It can be a walk without your phone. It can be a clean surface. This is definitely something that I would need myself right now. Your body needs space to think before your mind can. So your body's not really thinking, but it needs space to land, which is way quicker than your mind usually can think its way through. But if you're always on, if you're always busy, if you can't sit still and rest, you won't have that space. And the best clarity that you can get is that intuitive knowing, that download, that deep knowing from your authentic core that is not influenced by inner and outer expectations. And that is a knowing that comes through from the inside out, and it doesn't come through thinking your way to clarity. It comes from just knowing it. Your body already knows, you already know. It's just a matter of finding that space so you can hear the answers. So if you want to have that space by the end of the year, by January 1st, and to find that clarity, you need to start prepping for it already. And so you'll want to have those moments of micro space already in your calendar so you're getting used to it. So it can be a build up to that bigger clarity. So this is something that I intentionally do now myself as well. I didn't do the clean service, but I know that just before a trip, I'm always really busy and I'm chaotic and I get really pressured. And I know that, yeah, I just get in this rushed state before a big trip. I know that about myself. So just like before I moved to Rio, I'm doing the same now. A couple of weeks ago, I already added yoga classes. I blocked out a few days in my calendar just before leaving, so no one can book sessions with me. I'm saying no to a few invitations. So I'm already adding those moments of space in my calendar so I can really nurture that space from within as well. And I go to my, you know, I go on my run, I do my workouts, and that's not only good for my body, but it's also really good for locking in that space. It's not just about calendar space, but also really allowing yourself that space. Because if you are giving yourself an hour off from your calendar, but you're filling it with scrolling on your phone or reading the news or, you know, just typing an email quickly because otherwise you'll forget about it, it is still not that micro space that I want you to create. So number one is create moments of micro space. Hopefully, if you can, every single day, but do it at least a couple of times for the rest of this month. Number two, that is getting honest with yourself sooner, not later. So what I often hear, and what I have been guilty of myself as well in the past, is that we have these bigger topics and questions that are in the back of our minds, and we know we need to deal with them, but we're kind of like, life is too busy right now, I'll wait for things to be calmer, meaning January. Now, hint, January is never calmer because it's the start of the year, so everyone has that energy and let's make it work. But you are like telling yourself, I can't think about that now because I need to have more headspace, and you just postpone it and postpone it. Now, if you do that in December, big chances are that you've done it through the entire year as well. So that's maybe a habit that you want to change. But my suggestion here is to get honest with yourself now already and to build that as a habit as well, just like these micro moments. So you're building that up so you can be real honest with yourself, you know, by January 1st to decide this is what I don't want and this is what I do want. What I always love to remember is that, you know, I can consciously think my way through things and I can tell myself I don't have the headspace to think about it now, but I know that I have a subconscious who already knows the answers. So instead of thinking I need to have headspace so I can think my way to clarity and have my answers, I'm like, even if I'm busy, my subconscious is already doing the work for me. And I trust that in my subconscious, I don't need to work hard for it. The answers are being formed already. Or I'm already reflecting about this, maybe not thinking about it, but I'm already working with this topic in my subconscious. It can show up in your dreams. I had a crazy dream last night. It can, you know, all of a sudden hit you in these moments of quiet that you just find your answer. But you can trust that your subconscious behind the scenes is running a lot for you, and also your bigger answers to those bigger questions or things that you need to deal with. So if you're telling yourself, I'll deal with it when things have calmed down, or I need the headspace first, get into this habit of trusting that your subconscious already knows, but also start to feed it with, like, again, these smaller moments that you're getting honest with yourself. So if you can use the whole month to ask yourself questions like, what is not working? What is something I want to let go of and don't want to bring with me to the next year? What am I pretending that I don't know? What actually needs to end? What big dream is waiting for me? If you start asking yourself those questions on a more regular basis this month, you will have more clarity and a better fresh start by January 1st. And by the way, I'm pretty sure, just like last year, I will create two episodes with reflection questions about this year and the next year, so you have some guided structure for that as well later on this month. But start asking yourself the questions you are already thinking about anyway, but postponing. Ask yourself them and get into the habit of being honest with yourself now and not later. Number three, that is to declutter the emotional noise. So this month, but probably the entire year, we have so much decision overwhelm, expectations that we need to meet from ourselves or from others or society. The many shoulds, I should do that. Just last week, I had a client who kept saying, I should eat better. I need to do this. There were a lot of shoulds and needs. So we bring, you know, they are in our mind. There may be old versions of yourself you're not really happy with anymore. There's a fear of disappointing others. There's a lot of things, a lot of clutter going on in our brain that really prevents us often from expressing our most authentic selves. It's the clutter. It's like you have a beautiful house, but if there's so much stuff everywhere, like I'm looking around at my table right now, there's a lot of stuff here. It does bring this more chaotic feeling, and it covers the nice living room that I have. It blurs it in a way. It's the same with your brain. And so if you want to have that fresh start in January, you've got to declutter and you've got to make space for it, right? Often we want a new change and we think we can get it by adding more things to our lives, changes we want to create. But what we actually should be doing first is to create the space so that we actually have the time and energy to do those new things. We can't just keep adding because we'll be so full. So this decluttering is really about creating mental space for yourself. So this is a question you can start answering for yourself already. What is something that I refuse to carry into 2026? And let that be the decluttering of your emotional noise. Now, there's a lot you can do around here, but you know, you can work with your beliefs that have been holding you back, decisions that you haven't been making that really need to be made. Maybe that's something you can do before the end of the year so you don't carry that with you into 2026. Maybe there's this fear of disappointing others or of not meeting expectations. See what you want to let go of so you can have a fresh start. All right, number four, now that you have that space, what I would do this month already is to start dreaming and thinking about who you want to be. So I think, I don't know, this happened sometime at school for 99% of the population, I guess. We have these big secret dreams or desires. It's that quiet voice that says, like, oh, I just really want to open a bakery, or I'd love to start yoga teacher training, or I want to move to that country because it's calling my name, whatever. I'm not saying go after these things because they might be false dreams, like an escape for you. That's a whole other topic. But we do have like secret desires and dreams. But then a voice right away comes in and says, but that's not possible, or that's not realistic, or who do you think you are? So there's this voice of reason, but I don't think it's really good reason, that, you know, quiets ourselves and really shrinks our dreams and hopes and desires, because we simply think, oh, but it's not realistic and it's too much for to ask for, and you know, I shouldn't, it's crazy to want that. But what I would want you to be in, and again, a habit that you want to build this whole month so you have that fresh energy in January, is to really start to allow yourself to dream. What if you could open your bakery or do that yoga teacher training or really move to that country that has been calling your name now for so long? One of my clients is doing that, actually. I'm really excited for her. You get yourself in the habit of allowing yourself to dream, because if you are already limiting your own beliefs, sorry, your own dreams, then what is being, you know, what's stays after that you bring it out in the real world is only going to be smaller and smaller, because you know there are setbacks, there are other people's opinions that make it smaller too usually. So you don't want to be the first filter for your dreams. The outside world is already doing that. So start allowing yourself to really dream and dream big and tell yourself it's possible. Find role models who are doing it so that you have proof that it is possible. And while you're dreaming, I also want you to think about who you want to be, because it's nice to put dreams and goals on our list, but if we're not providing the right container for those dreams and goals to be materialized, we're not going to make it happen. So who do you need to be to make those dreams come true? This is something I want you to start thinking about in December, so that you have a different identity to strive towards in January. Number five is related to this, and that is to start building the habits that you want to adopt in 2026, or the habits that will enable those dreams and goals. So maybe I can give you a personal example. I had a health goal for this year. It was to run a half marathon again. I didn't make my health goal. And it's fine, because there's a whole way of how I look at my goals. And it's not like I feel like I failed now, because I actually strived to health in a different way. But it's a whole other story. But I had this goal, didn't make it. And I know for, you know, there were a few choices this year that I made that had a big impact on my health and mostly my fitness level, I have to say. I couldn't exercise as much as I wanted for some pockets of time, which was really annoying. So I had a little setback every time. And I'm not the most motivated person to always work out. So yeah. So I really know that's the other thing that has become clear for 2026. I want to go back to fitness levels I had a couple of years ago when I was living in Brazil and worked out a lot more with a personal trainer. Because my business and also the life that I'm creating requires the strongest version of me, the most energetic, healthiest, fit self of me. So health is super important to me. And one habit that I really want to lock in for the next year is that I exercise 4 to 5 times a week. Now, the last couple of weeks I've been doing that. Last week I worked out 7 times, the week before 6 times. And this is exactly my point. Instead of thinking now, well, I'm going on a big trip, I don't have much time, let me skip my workout and do some packing instead, or whatever else I still need to arrange. I don't do that. What I do instead is, if I want to start a new year with those habits, I'm not going to wait till January 1st. Like, it's not, I'm going to, because of the busyness, just choose the easy option and be like, let me just postpone it to January 1st, because then I'll have a fresh start and then I'll do it. It's like outsourcing that to my future self. Instead, I'm making it easier for my future self. So what I'm saying is, if I want to start January being the healthiest version of myself, I'm already locking in the habits now. Not that so I will start them in January, but that I am already the person who is so fit and healthy. So my future me in January will have it much easier, because I'm already locking in those habits right now. So that is my fifth tip here for you can already do for yourself this month. What habits do you want to adopt next year? Or what habits do you need to go to that dream or goal of yours next year, or that change that you desire? Start building those habits now. Do the work now, so that by January 1st, you have a head start of everyone else and you're already rocking it, because you have locked in those habits and they're still going strong by February. You know, like I think the quietest time in the gym is always by February because people show up with their New Year's resolutions and then they forget about it. Not you. Not if you already lock in those habits now. So I would start doing that. Okay, that is the five things I would like to offer to you to do this month to really have that fresh energy by January 1st. And I just want to finish with one small practice right now. If you're listening to this in the car, then don't do that with me. But if you're anywhere else and you can close your eyes, please do so. And just close your eyes for 20 seconds. And just breathe in and breathe out and see if you can actually notice your body right now and what you're feeling. Now, I want you to picture yourself on January 1st. Maybe you already know where you're going to celebrate it. Maybe you don't. If January 1st feels like a difficult date for you because you're not really looking forward to the holidays, make it January 5th. It doesn't really matter. It's the start of the year. And picture yourself there. Maybe it's the first day back to work. But picture yourself there, wherever that is. But just assume you are already feeling light and clear. That January version of you is different than the December version of you now. You have let something go. You are lighter and more clear. Now, from that point of view, being that January lighter version of yourself, what did the December you choose to let go of? And whatever answer is coming up, that's your answer. So being light and clear already in the January you, what did December you choose to let go of to be where you are now? Now, if you want to share that with me in a DM, please do so on Instagram. You can find me at Amanda Maxime. Yeah, at Amanda Maxime. I always want to add coaching to there. By the way, you can open your eyes now. I hope that this episode inspire you to think differently about the new year or perhaps the weight of December, that you can actually also make it a lot more exciting because you're not just ticking off your to-dos and following your calendar. You're also quietly building something behind the scenes with a lot of excitement so that by January 1st, you can have that fresh energy. And this episode is actually inspired what I am right now building behind the scenes. And that is my new product, The Space Cabin Edition. And The Space is a do-it-yourself solo retreat exclusively designed for expats who are finishing a busy global year. And you just heard me talking about my annual retreat, and this is the first time I'm sharing the exact tools that I use myself every single year now with you so that you can also have your own annual retreat. It can be your anchor to rely on as well, an annual ritual that you do year after year. And I decided to add it because I realized people don't need more resolutions. They need a gentle pause and really stepping into something new. And that's what you'll get inside the space. After this 2-day structure, it is the first day it's called the fireplace, where you're really going to look back, reflect, and release. And on the second day, it's the horizon, where you look forward, you dream, you prioritize, and you do a bit of planning. You make it more concrete. This is not endless reflecting in your journal. You will get amazing reflective questions that will make you think and hopefully give you some new answers. But it's not just you journaling in your notebook and sitting by a fireplace, not at all. You will get guided audios that will really unlock something new for you and small rituals that you can use on your own trips. And you book the cabin basically, because I'm not going to do that for you. It might, you know, at some point in the future, I might add this to my offers. But the idea is that it's a do-it-yourself retreat, so you can really do it on your own timing. People already from Spain, the Netherlands, the US, and Eastern Europe have already bought it. And someone wrote me saying that she's going to do it in Indonesia as she's traveling there in the beginning of the new year. You can do it now in December, you can do it in January. Maybe you even want to wait for your birthday if you feel that's a better time. This retreat is really about the end of a year and the start of something new. And what is really nice about it is that you get forever access. So you can repeat the retreat year after year, just like I'm doing myself as well. And it is a beautiful container that you can step into this month, because this is not a course, this is an experience. Again, you book the cabin and I'll give you the structure. You can just follow my lead and then add whatever you like to your retreat. Walks, hiking, running, book reading, knitting, whatever, you can add to that. Because again, this fresh start energy isn't a day on the calendar, it is a space that you create. And this is also why I named it the space, because you're stepping into that and you're creating that for yourself through the structure that I provide you with. Right now, pre-sale is open. It's going to close. I don't know when this episode is going to be released exactly, but it's going to close on Thursday, that is the 4th. Then I'm going to close doors. I'm going to go on my trip, do some travel, be out of office for a while, and also create the space, obviously. And then I probably will open doors again, but by then the price will have gone up. So if you feel like, oh, I would love that space as well at the end of this year to really start with that fresh energy, momentum, and to really make 2026 different from the last year and not have all the years being merged into one big blur, then the space really is for you. And if that is for you, you want to get it now, because you can get it now in pre-sale. I will put the link in the show notes, and I would love to welcome you in our virtual cabin. As I said, people from all over the world are joining already, and it's such a fun idea to picture everyone in their cabins, Airbnbs, hotel rooms. You can even do it at home, but I suggest you do it in a different place, actually. All around the world doing that, going through the same structure, and I can't wait to see what is being created from that space, and I really wish the same for you. So if you want to join us, make sure to click as soon as you can on the link. Well, the doors are still open, and if you have any questions, you know how to reach me. I would love to welcome you inside the space. For now, I'm going to say adios, hasta luego. I don't know when the next episode will be. For sure, I will give you some reflection episodes at the end of the December. Maybe I'll create a few more episodes. I'm just going to see how this month is going for me. What I love about my work right now is that my real commitment is obviously to my clients. That is something that I will always honor. And to myself, to my own energy, feeling good. And the podcast is my creative expression. And it's really nice to be like, if I feel the energy and there is time and creativity, I will create these episodes, but I don't have to if I can't. So I don't know when I will see you again. I'll listen to this intuitive download and see how I feel. But I will drop an episode for sure before the start of the new year. For now, I wish you a good December month. Is going to be a busy one for most of you. Stay present, lock in those five little things that I spoke to you about, and I'll see you soon again. Bye-bye.